here worshiping the Lord this morning.
每天能看到众各位，然后星期天早晨来敬拜大家，真的是很高兴。
I'm glad for His wonderful promises and His presence with us.
真的是感谢神为他对我们的应许，说他和我们同在。
Today we're missing some of our people.
我们今天有一些人不在。
It wasn't the rapture.
不是被提。
They went to a retreat.
他们有那个小组长的那个退休会。
So let's pray that they have a safe trip home.
然后我们为他们祷告。祷告他们能够平安的回来。
Sister Yana, I know you're glad it's not the rapture.
我知道那个贾华姐很高兴这个不是被提。
Anyway, this morning as we go into God's Word,
今天早晨当我们到神的话语的来看神的话语的时候
I want to take you to one of the experiences of Paul.
我们来讲保罗的一段经历。
You know, Paul had many, many experiences.
你知道保罗他的生命中有很多事情发生。
And you know a lot of them he looked for.
有些事情是他所期待的。
Sometimes he ended up being stoned, sometimes he ended up being shipwrecked or whatever, but he always was looking for a time and a place to tell about Jesus.
然后你知道保罗不管他经历什么，有的时候他是被石头打，有时候又经历船难，但是呢，保罗总是在期待的到一个地方，他可以宣讲耶稣。
So we see that Paul went to Greece.
这次呢，保罗到了这个希腊。
Now Greece.Particularly Athens, where he went.
尤其他是到了，实际上他是到了雅典。
Was the seat of the philosophy of that day.
雅典当时是这个哲学的中心。
Of the religions of that day.
也是宗教的中心。
In fact, some of them, that's all they did. They went to a particular place they call Mars Hill, and that's where they would discuss and debate about these things.
那些人呢，就是到了一个地方叫雅略巴谷，他们就在那里就开始讨论各种不同的新的那个事情。
So now we see then that as he stands before them,
但是保罗站在这些人中间
，that he's talking to a group of people who are filled with idols, place of idols.
那个地方的人呢，他们这个雅典呢，到处都是偶像，然后他所面对的这个听众呢，就是他们的，也就是拜偶像的人。
And to make sure they didn't miss one, they had an idol to the unknown God.
然后这些拜偶像的人，因为他们有很多很多偶像，但他们又怕说我是不是少拜了呢？所以他们专门有一个像呢，这个像的名字就叫喂食之神。
I was thinking about India.
然后我就想起来印度。
India has hundreds and hundreds of gods.
在印度呢，那有很多很多的那个偶像，很多很多的神。
They're a very pagan country too.
它是一个那个外邦的一个国家。
And we could travel over much of this world today and find those who are still serving idols.
我们如果在全世界各地你去走一走的话，你就会发现很多地方的人其实还是在服侍这个假神，服侍偶像。
Now you wonder why.
你就会问为什么会是这样呢？
Whatever brought in that system?
到底是他们是怎么开始？他们是怎么样进入这个敬拜偶像的这个系统里的呢
？That so exploded throughout the world.
然后这个敬拜偶像的系统是全世界到处都有，到处都是。
Let's sort of trace the history of that.
让我们来回溯历史。
We see that when Noah landed after the flood.
我们知道大洪水之后呢，挪亚他那个船降在那个
波
尔其上，然后他们就建筑了一座坛，这个坛是献给耶和华神的。
And God said something to him.
然后神对他说了一些话。
He said, Noah, I want you to replenish the earth. I want you to spread out across the earth.
神对挪亚说，挪亚，我要你繁衍众多，然后遍满地面。
You see, actually, there is a scripture in Isaiah.
其实实际上呢，在以赛亚书上有一个经文是讲到。
And that scripture tells us that God made the earth to be inhabited.
就是上面讲到说，神创造大地是要让人居住的。
So that was His plan.
所以神的计划就是要建立这个创造这个大地，地球让人居住。
But it tells us in Genesis 11.
但是在创世纪第十一章十二节讲到。
And it tells us that the whole earth was one language.
I mean, 11 or 1, 2?
11, 1 and 2.
十一章创世纪第一章，那天上帝也不是被分裂，这是生下来的。从去打败之后的，就是一个中分裂，对吧？你想说国家，夏天都不需要谁管，那你看德国就没这么说，因为德国有一个他的太太。
And from them, there's come almost 50 people.
从光他们两个人，大概他们的后代现在就有五十个人，就是一个，就是只有一代。
So okay, we're seeing now that here the earth is filled with one language and one speech.
现在我们看到天下人的口音语言都是一样。
And they and it came to pass that they started journeying east.
然后他们就开始往东迁。这个后代，那第三个阶级是被淘汰，他们是那边变成的，那边出来了。
We want to do it our way.
We want to do it our
way. They were trying to get into the spiritual realm. You see, they hadn't listened to God.
他们没有听神的话，神让他们就是要遍满地面，分散在全地。
And the surprising thing is that when God gives us light, and we turn our back from it, it becomes darkness.
但是这件事情就是说，当神给你启示，但是你背向这个启示，这个光呢就变成了一种黑暗。
Yet there's something in man.
在人的里边。
That recognizes that there's a higher power.
在人的里边呢，人都知道有一个比他更大的一个更强的力
量。Because instead of worshiping God, they began to build idols and tower that they wanted to show themselves how great they were.
他们不是说来敬拜神，而是他们来做偶像，然后想要建一座塔来显示说他们是多有力量。
The Lord tells us that He came down.
然后这个圣经上就讲到神就下来了。
And he looked at them, and he saw what they were doing.
神就看他们做的是什么。
You say, does the Lord have to come down from heaven to see what they're doing?
难道神非要从天上降下来看看他们做了什么吗？
Well, I don't really have an agenda for God.
我对神，我不知道神的这个计划表、日程表是什么。
It seems to me like he can do just about anything he wants.
神想要做什么，他就可以做什么。
And so it seems like he wanted a first-hand vision of it, a first-hand being present there.
神可能好像在这里看到，神好像想得到这个第一手的资料。
And he said something that has always sort of been in my mind.
他说了一些话，在我总是在我的脑中响起。
Because their language is also being communicated.
因为这些人的语言都是一样的，所以他们彼此之间可以沟通。
He said, then man can do whatever he thinks.
他是神在这里说。如今既做起这以后他们所要做的事就没有不成就的了。
You recognize what he's saying there?
你看到没有这个句这个话
That man has a tremendous capacity.
就人的这个潜力这个能力是很大的。人不是动物。
Not coming up from an ape on up, man had a tremendous capacity to be able to do what they think about.
人不是从猿猴变的，但是人呢里边有很大很强的能力，他能够去做他想要做的事情。
But God in His wisdom,
但是神在他无限的智慧当中
knew what the psychologist knows today.
他知道现在所谓的心理学家所知道的。
He knew that conversation is what keeps things going.
神知道是这个语言这个交通是让这个事情让你继续能够成事的一种方式。
So he confused the languages.
所以神就在那个地方变乱了他们的语言。
And the very thing they didn't want to do, they had to do.
现在因为他们的语言不同，他们本来不想分散，现在他们必须要分开了。
For there they were in a city, and each each family or whatever it was speaking a different language.
因为就像他们在一个城市里边，然后每一个家庭所讲的话跟另外一个家庭都是不一样的。
And so they began to spread out across the world.
所以他们就慢慢的就在分散全地了。
But they took with them.
但是他们跟他们随身带的是什么呢？
Those, there were many of them that took the defiance against God and took idol worship.
但是所有这些他们虽然分开了，但是他们带的呢是对神的这种不顺服，然后对神的抗拒，还随身带着偶像，他们所做的偶像。然后他们虽然分散全遍地，但是他们带着他们那种背叛的灵，那种精神。
直
到今天，在很多地方他们还是在拜偶像。
But do you know China didn't?
你知道中国没有吗？中国没有这种很。
Are you surprised at that?
你是不是有点吃惊？
They have gone back to the very beginnings of the culture of China.
如果你到中国，你溯源到中国最刚开始的历史，中华文明历史开始的时候
They did not worship idols.
中华文明最刚开始的时候是没有拜偶像
的。The Chinese worship the God of the heaven.
中国人呢好像那时候在敬拜天天。
And if you can see, they're so much alike, just as the Jews worship God.
他们就像那个犹太人敬拜耶和华神，但是中国人也是敬拜天，他们的那个所献的祭物都是有相似之处。
So you see, when those people left, Babylon, they each took with them what was in their heart.
当这些人离开他们分散离开巴比伦的时候每个人都带着他们心里所想要的
You see China worshiped the one God for many many years
中国人呢实际上他们敬拜天有好多好多年
Until they became to the place where they thought only the emperor could go in and worship God
但是他们到了一个地步认为只有皇帝可以进去可以敬拜天
And little by little
一点一点的
They left this, it began to fail in China.
然后这个就是对天的这个敬拜这个概念就慢慢的就开始消失了。
I think it was around about 900 BC.
也许在公元前900年的时候。
That Taoism began.
然后就开始道教就开始出现了。
They began to revere their generals.
然后他们就开始尊重他们的。
And so we see then the Chinese taking on an idol type of worship.
他们就开始敬拜这个所有的好像这个自然界的力量。所以我们在900年前的时候公元前900年然后现在中国也开始来敬拜偶像。
About the time of Christ,
在主耶稣降生的年月在
地在世上的时候 The Buddhist religion came over the Himalaya mountains into China.
然后那个佛教就穿过喜马拉雅山到了中国。
Believe that's why China, God never sent the Paul into China area.
我就想说这是不是
They were taking up now with the Buddhism.
为什么神没有让保罗到中国就是因为中国人那时候接受了佛教。
So you see, you have a heritage.
所以我们是有
Those that left Babel and went out, the Chinese kept hold of the God of the heavens, but many, many became worshippers.
在那个从巴比伦离开的时候那个不同的这个讲不同语言的就分散在各地。中国人刚从那边去的中国人他们实际上是有这个敬天的概念的但是慢慢的就丢掉了就开始敬拜偶像。
So Paul found himself in this place that he knew was an idol worshipping country.
保罗所到的地方他知道是一个敬拜偶像的地方。
And so he decided he was going up to Mars Hill and discuss with them.
所以保罗就决定要去亚略巴谷山跟他们讨论。
And it was just a normal thing that when people came, they would express their thinking.
在那个地方呢就是大家会到那个地方然后去表达自己的想法。
So we see as Paul stands up, he said, you Athens,
然后保罗在那边就说
Athens,
他说你们众雅典人呢
I perceive that all things you are too superstitious.
我看到你们凡事很就是你们很敬畏鬼神。
He said, because I found an altar with the inscription,To the unknown God.
因为我看到一座坛，坛上写的是未识之神。
Whom ye ignorantly worship. But now I'm going to tell you.
你们所不认识而敬拜了，我现在告诉你们。
Is that something?
这是不是保罗在讲什么事情
How God gave Paul that ability to hit the very thing and do it in such a way that they would listen.
保罗呢，神给保罗这种能力，是让他就是一语中的，然后就一下子讲到他们所
He took something very familiar.
然后保罗是用他们这些雅典人很熟悉的东西。
He said, "I saw that. Now I want to tell you about that."
他说，我现在想告诉你们，你们所讲的那位未识之神。
And he began to describe God.
然后他就开始来描述神。
He said, "It's God that made the world and all things therein."
他说是神创造了宇宙和所有其中的万物。
He is the Lord of the heavens and earth.
他是天地的主。
Now he's establishing to these pagan worshippers that there's truly only one God who is so powerful he brought us into existence.
他就在想要给这些敬拜偶像这些人让他们知道说。实际上有一位神创造天地他这么有能力所有人的存在都是因为这位神而来的
He said he has made it He's established it We're finding that God of the heavens is the one that created the earth and all that's in it and created it for a purpose
创造宇宙和其中万物的神既是天地的主他是造了天地他是有一个目的的
Evolution is chance
然后那个进化论讲的什么，就是一个机遇，就是一个很小很小的这个机会几率。
Out of nothing you make something.
从无呢中间出来什么东西，从 无到有，然后从无到有又从有到无，这是那个进化论。
But he's telling them that this God created it all and he did it with a purpose. He did it so that it would be inhabited.
但是保罗讲到说这位神呢，他是创造了宇宙和其中的万物，他做这个是有目的的，是为了让这个所创造的这一切，这个大地是有人居住。
Now God had many angels.
我们这位神呢有很多很多的天使。
Different kinds of angels.
不同
doing different things.
天使的职责都有不同。
They seem to have been put into place by sort of an individual type of characteristics.
好像这位天每个天使呢所有的天使都有自己的特别的特征。
And he made them eternal.
然后神创造的天使呢是永恒的。
But that didn't seem to satisfy God.
但是这个只创造这个天使好像还没有使神完全满意。
The plan that he had from the beginning of the world was the fact, I want a children.
在创造天地之前，神的计划里面似乎有说
I want offspring.
我想要有后代，我想要有孩子，想要有
love me.
我想有这个后代，有这样孩子这样爱我。
That'll be a companion to me as he walked in the garden with Adam and Eve.
然后呢，是我的同伴，就像神在花园里跟亚当夏娃同行。
Well, they will depend on me.
他们依靠我。
This is what his purpose was.
这是神的这个计划。
And so we see there that he establishes very beginning.That this is the only God, the God of the heavens, that made heaven and earth. And so this was very clearly stated to these men.
所以保罗在刚开始就建立了他的这个理论，就是建立了他要讲的，就是说只有一位神，这位神创造了宇宙和其中万物。
And no doubt, they couldn't understand.
这个不用就是觉得疑惑，为什么这些人不能理解呢？
So he had sparked in these intelligent men.A desire to understand what kind of God is this?
他想要引起这些就是世人眼中很有智慧人的兴趣，为他们在这些人会想说到底是一样怎么样的一位神呢？
Now no doubt all across Athens and Greece they had their temples filled with idols.
在那个雅典甚至希腊各个地方都有很多的偶像。
So now he establishes to them.
但是保罗现在要建立起来
说 He says they dwell, and you can follow along in the scripture, they dwelleth not in temples made with hands.
这里讲到保罗说创造宇宙天地的主
So right away,
不住在人手所造的殿。
So right away he is establishing that these things that are in the temple is not this God.
所以他马上就让他们知道说这个就是他们所拜的偶像住在那个庙里住在殿里的这个神呢不是这位创造的神。
And he went on to tell them, listen, neither is he worshipped with man's hands as though he needs something.
然后保罗继续说他也不用人手服侍好像缺少什么。
You see, the idols, they needed to be made.
你知道那个偶像呢你要先把它给造起来把它建起来。
The idols needed to be carried.
然后那个偶像建好了之后你还得把它背到放到那个
地方。Those of you from Taiwan know that. You've seen it. I've seen it before.
你要从台湾来你会看到这些我真的在那边也看到过。
You need to offer up food to them.
你还要给这个偶像呢给他献祭给他食物。
And he's saying this God,Doesn't need anything from us.
但是保罗说这位神不需要任何这样的东西。
Because he giveth to all life and breath and all things.
因为他这位神呢给我们生命气息和万物。
Now he has lifted up this God above man.
是保罗已经把这位神把他抬得比远远高于人。
And we see that the fact is that today the DNA is proving this.
但是今天我们可以看到我们的这个人类的 DNA 染色体已经证明这件事情了。
We're recognizing in this an intelligence that could make a human computer.
你知道现在的这个人的这个技术已经到一种程度可以建一个人就是一个像人一样的计算机。
And that's what we are.
其实我们就是那样的。
We are made up of A, T, C, I'm not sure. Four of them.
我们其实人呢，就是这个人的染色体里面就有四个碱基对，一个叫 A, T, G, C.
And they get all programmed.
然后这个 ATGC 呢，它就是把它，就是把它有不同的程序，有它的信息表。
And when they began to discover this,
当这个科学家开始发现这些的时候
，they were saying this couldn't happen by chance.
然后这些科学家发现的人说，这个不可能是靠几率发生的。
There has to be an intelligence behind this.
所以这后边肯定是有一个智慧的设计。
And that intelligence was our God.
他们所说的那个智慧的这个有智慧的设计就是我们的神。
That just almost gives me chills.
这甚至让我身上汗毛直竖，让我知道看出来。
That as man has tried to push God out, how we Satan has darkened our minds. We can say all we want, but that intelligent being made mankind for the purpose that he.
虽然人是需要把神给推开，想要在生活在黑暗中，但是我们知道，我们是这位有智慧的创造者，真的是创造的人。
And he stressed to them.
然后保罗对他们说
，And he has made us of one blood.
保罗对他们强调说
，All nations of man,
一本造出万族的人
，For to dwell on the face of the earth,
住在全地上。
DNA has proved that.
现在的我们这个染色体 DNA 已经证明了这一点。
There are those who have traced the line, the genes, that trace the DNA back to one male and one female.
他们现在呢，已经是可以把就是回溯到所有人类的 DNA， 一直回到一个男人跟一个女人身上。
We're all brothers and sisters.
我们大家都是兄弟姐妹。
We sure don't look alike.
虽然我们看起来长得不像。
But we got the same father.
但是我们有同一位祖宗，同一位父母。
And that's the father who gave us the spirit.
就是那是那位给我们灵魂的，给我们灵的神。
Then he talks about the eternity of God.
然后保罗就讲到神的永恒。
This isn't just some passing idol that may not make it to the next generation.
这个并不是说就像那些偶像似的，今天在到下一代就没有了。
He has determined the time before appointed.And the boundaries of their habitation.
神已经预先定准他们的我们的年限和所住的疆界。
He's telling us it's not chance.
这里他告诉我们这个不是机会。
It's not luck.
也不是说好运气。
He has determined the times before it was appointed and the bounds of all inhabitants.
甚至在预先定准他们的年限和他们的疆界。这句话是什么意思呢
？Isaiah cleared it up for us.
这个以赛亚讲得很清楚。
He said, "Remember the former things of old, for I am God."
以赛亚在46章第9到第10节。讲到说
and there is none else.
你们要追念上古的事，因为我是神。
I am God, and there is none like me.
并无别神，我是神，再没有能比拟我的。
And now he gives to us.
然后在这里，保罗讲到
a proof that he is God.
他跟我们讲到，他给了这个证据，神是
he said,
神是永恒的这个证据。
I am the God that declares the end from the beginning.
在以赛亚书，神这样讲到，我从起初。子明末后
的事 And from ancient times, the things that are not yet done.
从古时延绵未成的事
My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure.
我的筹算必立定，凡我所喜悦的，我必成就。
We have found this to be so true.
我们发现真是这样的。
Our God told many things, maybe 3,000 years before.
在三千年以前，在这些事情出现之前，神就讲了很多事情。
800 years before it happened, 600 years before it happened.
甚至800年、700年、600年以前所要发生的，就神就提前就讲了。
And when it does happen, it happens just like he said.
当它发生的时候，就像他所说的那样，甚至就是细节都是完全一样的。
In Psalms 22, we have written there many of the things that Jesus went through for the crucifixion.
在那个诗篇22节上讲了很多，其实那些都是耶稣钉十字架所经历的。
To gambling for his clothes.
甚至一直到就是为他的外衣，就是扔筛子。
Talked about crucifixion.
然后在那个22节讲到了这个钉十字架。
A thousand years before they ever did that kind of punishment.
甚至这个在这个讲的时候，在这个是十字架这个刑罚出现1000年之前就讲到了。
He has prophesied many things.
然后也有很多很多的预言。
Very interested in his prophecies in Isaiah.
在以赛亚里边的很多预言里边讲到。
He tells prophecies about all these countries around Israel.
以赛亚书里边预言到很多就是 以色列的四邻邻居的那些国家所发会发生的事情。
He prophesied that Israel would be spread out across the world.
以赛亚书上讲到说以色列会被分散到世界各地。
It happened.
确实是现在是这样的情况。
Then he prophesied that they will come back again as a nation.
然后他也以赛亚再次预言到说将来以色列会回来会成为一个国家。
This is what he told Ezekiel.
这是他在那个 Isaiah or
Ezekiel.
这是在那个以西结书上讲到的。
And lo and behold, in 1948,
确实在1948年的时候
with a pen,
就是用一支笔
not war,
并不是因为战争。
And Isaiah said, what is this?
以赛亚说这是什么呢
?A nation will be brought about in a day.
说有这样的事情吗一个国家在一天之内就出现了。
And sure enough,
确实的,
they became a nation.
确实他们就成为一个国家。
Then he said, there is going to come an end.
然后圣经上讲到有一天会结束。
There's going to come an end.
最终的这个世界有一天会有一个结束的时候。
He's prophesied this in so many places.
在很多的地方有这种预言。
You know, my friends, we live in perilous times.
我们现在过在一个是一个很危险的时代。
If you don't realize that, it's because you don't listen to the news or get some places, some other news that isn't government news.
如果你没有注意到这些，是因为你可能没去看新闻，或者是说有些不是说政府给的新闻。其实有很多这样的事情发生。
Right now, Russia is in Syria.
现在呢，俄罗斯已经进到叙利亚。
We're seeing all kinds of things happening there.
我们看到有各种各样的事情发生。
We see a million people coming to Europe and the United States.
我们看到有从那个叙利亚那边有100万的难民到欧洲和美国。
We don't know how many of those are ISIS.
我们不知道里边有这个难民里边有多少其实是那个 ISIS 那个恐怖主义所假装的难民到了美国或者欧洲。
You say I can't believe in the second coming.
你说我不相信主耶稣的第二次再来。
Can you believe like the scientists do in utter destruction?
你能够像那个科学家所相信的那种最终的一个完全的毁灭吗
?Do you think that these countries that have this idea that they would die for their God wouldn't destroy with nuclear warheads?
你难道不相信这些
?And they're getting them.
这些人相信说他们为了他们的神他们可以死他们难道不会说有一个核战争让所有人跟他们同归于尽吗
?And of course we're going to have to retaliate. Different countries will retaliate back.
现在美国呢就是我们也要就是说要保护自己所以就要回应那些国家的攻击。
I was watching a documentary today. Or yesterday.
昨天我看了一个纪录片。
And it talked about a submarine that we have.
就讲到说美国所有的这个潜水艇。
That carries a big rocket.
他们这个潜水艇里面有这个火箭。
And within that rocket are so many nuclear bombs.
然后这个潜水艇里面它这个火箭里面有很多很多的这个原子弹。
As that rocket goes up, those nuclear bombs are thrown out in all directions.
但是这个如果
It's utter destruction.
如果这个潜水艇里面的火箭爆炸了这个所有的原子弹就会向不同的方向这是完全的一个毁灭。
You might say to me, are you trying to scare me?
你说你是不是在吓唬我
No.
我不是。
I'm trying to be a realist.
我想让你真是面对现实。
I'm trying to tell you we are teetering on the edge.
我告诉你我们已经到了一个边缘非常非常近。
Which he has said,
或者是主耶稣的再来。
Or whether it's going to be a nuclear holocaust.
或者是一个这个核战争的一个大屠杀。
You know our government is very fearful right now of one thing.
你知道我们的政府现在很怕一件事情吗
They even have the fact that they're telling us to prepare.At least 30 days of water and different things like that.
对政府甚至就是告诉这些就是老板告诉我们说你们最好是能够准备30天的食物水这些所有的粮食储备。
Some for hurricane, but they are afraid
他们说是
of a nuclear explosion.
他们说是为了飓风但是实际上
that
他们在害怕。That
explodes not on the earth.
有一种那种核战争核导弹的一个爆炸。
500 miles above America.
不是说在美国本土上而是在美国上空500迈的地方。如果它一旦爆炸的话
It sends such charges that it will kill our whole electrical system.
就说他在那五百迈上空的上面这样爆炸的话，
back,
他不会说他就在上空，因为那个力量很大，他会把所有的这个电厂，
no more iPhones, no more, you know,
所有的电网全部毁掉。
No electric to run engines to get out the water.
你没有电的话呢，你所有的东西都会停作，你也不再有手机，你也不再有这个电力来推动水。
And our government is talking about this. They fear this.
这个政府很怕这些事情会发生。
Because this rocket can come in by a ship.And by, even closer and shoot it up without any problem.
他说这样的一个火箭，它会可以好像在一个船，从一条船来，然后它突然就射到天空，什么也看不到，然后在你上空爆炸。
God loved us.
神爱我们。
So in His word,
在神的话语里边，他告诉我们
，He is trying to prepare us.
他想让我们做好准备
for this time.
让我们准备好面对这些灾难的时期。
So you see.He's trying to show them that this God is powerful. This God is real.
保罗想要告诉这些人，这位神是大有能力的神，这位神是真实的神。
But I want you to notice he come in with this.
但是保罗又说，在这里讲到神又说，
This God is accessible.
这位神呢，是我们可以靠近的。
Paul went on to say, they that should seek the Lord.
说要叫他们寻求神，
if happily they might feel after him,
或者可以揣摩而得，
and find him,
或者找到他，
though he be not far from every one of us.
其实这位神离我们个人不远，真的是神，真的是很棒。
You see, he's trying to say, listen, men.
神在说人呐，你要听我。保罗想说人呐，你听。
Is very accessible.
这位伟大的神，实际上我们可以靠近的。
You see, some of us want God to hit us over the head.
有的时候我们希望神给我们打我们一拳。
Some of us want God to sort of knock on our door, and you know that's our vision. But let me tell you, the Word of God tells us to seek the Lord.
但是有些人我们希望神就来敲我的门，但是这是我们的想对神的想法。但是圣经上讲的很清楚，你要寻求神。
He is the King.
神是这个是国是王。他是这个权，他是全能。
He did not even have to stoop to us when man sinned.
神甚至不需要，就是当人犯罪的时候，神其实可以管我们。
But he's saying to every one of us, if you seek me,
但是圣经上神讲得很清楚，如果你们寻求我，
you will find me.
你就会找到我。
There was a Muslim man who, from the time he said I was a baby.
有一个穆斯林的一个人，
My mother let me know I was going to be a martyr for.
他就甚至我是一个小婴孩的时候，我妈妈就告诉我，你将来要做这个伊斯兰教的这个烈士。
They sent me to a war camp when I was 7 years old.
他说我只有七岁的时候，我就参加这个就是这个战争的训练营。
He said I felt anointed.
他说我就觉得心里好像挺烦的。
I felt I was going to be one of the great warriors.
然后我就觉得他就觉得自己很棒，觉得说我将来成为一个伟大的战士。
He said we Muslims have two plans.
我们牧师他说我穆斯林只有两个计划。
One of them, of course, is jihad, with their killing people, trying to bring out Islam.
一种就是圣战，就是杀了人，把人都杀了，然后就让伊斯兰在全世界各地。
Idea is to infiltrate into their land.
另外一种就是说渗透到你们国家，你们的土地。
Have children.
然后我们有好多好多的后代。
And eventually be able to take over and show them the better way.
然后就是说，我因为有很多后代，慢慢他们的人口就越来越多，然后他们就最后这个国家就变成他们的了，就向你们显示什么是更好的这个伊斯兰的道路。
He said when I was 20, they sent me to America.
然后20岁的时候，他们把我送到美国。
He said I went to the Bible Belt. I wanted to go to the hardest ones.
Bible
Belt. That's down.
哦，他就是去了这个，就叫这个圣经地带，大概就是那个南部阿拉巴马州那些地带。
So he said I began to go out, and I would go to some of these poor places and try to gain some of them toward for Muslims.
所以呢，我就开始去那些穷人中间，希望能够影响一些人能够改信伊斯兰，能信伊斯兰教。
And he said one day I was on my way.
有一天呢，他在路上。
And had a terrible accident.
然后他就出了一个很大的车祸。
He said I broke my neck.
他说我的脖子就是这边颈椎断了。
He said the only thing I remember was a man came over and said, You're all right. We'll take care of you.
然后我就唯一记得就是有一个人跑来就拍拍我说你还好吗？我们会照顾你。
He said the next thing when I was in the hospital.
我下一件事
情 The doctors were looking over me and they were saying, "That's all right. We're going to take care of you."
他说所有的医生都围着我就说没关系，我们会照顾，会帮助你，会照顾你。
The specialist he came and he looked at him and wanted, "We're going to take care of you."
然后这个专家就来了，就是专业的医生过来说我们。
They're going to take care of me. He said.In the Muslim world, when you said we're going to take care of you, that means you're dead.
然后他们就说我们会照顾你。他说在这个穆斯林国家，如果他们说我照顾你，就是要杀你了。
But he said time went on.
但是他就随着时间的流逝
，My neck began to knit together.
他说我的脖子慢慢又合到一起。
Finally, it was time he had to leave.
然后最后他就要出院了。
But of course, he still needed help.
然后他当然可以出院，但是还是需要帮助。
He didn't know what he was going to do because there was nobody to help him.
他也不知道该怎么办，因为他没有不知道没有人来帮助他。
And then he said, "My surgeon said we're going to take you home with us."
然后那个他的那个外科医生对他说，我们会把你带到我们家。
And he said, "There I stayed, and they were so kind."
他说这个外科医生就对我住在他们家，他们对我非常的好。
He said they even had Jewish friends, and they were kind to me.
然后他们甚至有犹太人的朋友，他们的朋友对我也很好。
And said when I started getting better and could get and go around, I helped them cook and take care of the house.
然后当我好一点，能够走路的时候，就在家里帮他们做饭什么的。
He said I was thinking, here am I.
然后我在想，我在这里。
Cooking for Christians and Jews.
他说我在跟基督徒和这个犹太人做饭。
But they're so good to me.
但是他们这些基督徒和这个以色列人对我这么好。
He was getting confused.
他有点就是迷惑了。
Finally, there came a time when he could go home to his apartment.
然后他最后他好了，他可以回到他的公寓里边去。
He said, then he said, as I was getting ready to go, the man gave me a set of keys. He said, "This is the house key. Anytime you want to come, come."
然后他要离开这儿，要回他自己公寓的时候呢，那个主人呢就把一堆钥匙给他，说你什么时候想回来，你就可以回来这个房子里。
Then he gave him another pair of keys.
然后又给了他一对钥匙。
This is to that car over there. We bought this for you.
他说我那边是一辆新的车，是我们给你买的。
Now you talk about one confused Muslim.
你现在谈的这个很迷惑的这个伊斯兰教徒。
He said, "I rushed back. I got back to my apartment."
他说我就回到我的这个公寓里边。
It was so dusty, and I hadn't been there, I guess, for several months.
他说那个房间里都是到处都是灰尘。
Right away, I went to the window facing the east.
然后他说我就马上回去把窗户打
开，面对东方，然后就祷告。He said, "I got on my knees and I cried out, 'Oh Allah, I'm confused.'"
然后我就说阿拉真神，我现在很
"Oh Allah, please, if you're there.'" Speak to me.
他说阿拉真神，我真的很迷惑。
There he was
asking
Allah to speak to him.
他就求这个阿拉来对他讲话。
And he said, "You know what Allah did?"
他说你知道阿拉做什么了吗
？Nothing.
阿拉什么也没做。
He said, "I got up from there and I thought, what good is it anymore?"
他说我想这个阿拉真神有什么好处呢？有什么益处呢
？And after a little bit, he went and he got himself his gun.
然后他就再过一阵，他回去，他拿了一把枪。
He said, "I have nothing to live for."
他说我现在没有什么可以值得让我活下去了。
He said, "As I put that gun to my head."
他说当我把那个枪放到我的头脑袋上的时候
，Something said to me, "Why don't you pray to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob?"
他说心里面有个声音对我说，你为什么不对亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神祷告呢？
He said, "I put it down."
然后我就把这把枪给放下去了。
I went to the window and I got down.
然后我就到窗户边上，我又跪下来。
And he said, "I began to pray to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, asking Him to show Himself to me."
然后我就对亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神祷告，然后我就请他向我显示他自己。
And Jesus did.
然后耶稣真的向他
显现。He said, "That room was filled with glory."
他说他的房间里真的充满了荣耀。
He said, "I saw the nail print."
他说我在他手上看到了这个钉十字架的钉痕的手。
He became a worker for Jesus.
然后他就成为真的是主耶稣的门徒，为主耶稣工作。
Jesus is near when we seek Him.
当我们寻求神的时候，神就离我们很近。当我们想要找到他的时候
，So we see that all of these gods.
所有这些所谓的神
by man,
是被人的神手所造的
feared by them,
被神的手所造也被人所惧怕
afraid of them,
人拜他的拜偶像的人也害怕他们
But he said, "Listen,
但是保罗说
our God,
我们的神
because for in him we live and move, have our being, as certain also of your poets have said, for we are his offspring.
保罗说我们的生活动作存留都在乎他，就如你们作诗的有人说我们也是他所生的。
Wow, what a new thought to them.
对这些人来讲这是怎么样的一个新的一个观念。
For you know what an offspring is, don't you?
你知道什么是后代。
It's a child.
后代就是孩子，你的孩子。
And if there's a child, there's a father.
如果有孩子的话，就说有父亲。
He said, "This God is so part of us, given us our life and our breath, and He is our Father."
保罗说，这个神真的是跟我们很有关系，我们的生活、动作、存留都在乎他，他是我们的父。
He went on to say, "For as much then as we are the offsprings of God."
保罗说我们既是他神所生
的。One thing about Paul that was able to attract these Greeks was he knew how to deliver this to God.
然后保罗所知道的就是说带领他们让他们从
这个
偶像里边出来。
He went from one explanation to another,
他从一个解释到另外一个解释，这个整个是很合理的。
He says, for as much then as we are the offsprings of this God,
他说我们既是神所生的，我们既是神的后代。
We can't think of God as gold.And silver or stone or graven images,
就不当以为神的性
a man's device,
神的神性像人用手艺心思所雕刻的金银石。
We're not made of gold, silver, stone.
我们也不是
stone,
我们每个人都不是说这种金子或者银子
是
漏到的。
And this our father, we're made from him. So why are you doing all this with this gold and things, trying to make the idols?
我们的父神呢，他的形象性情跟这些是不一样的。
And he said this next thing, it's sort of, you know, I had to really study for this one, but
保罗真的在下边就讲，就是我真的要好好的，这句话我好好的想了半天。
And he said, and the times of this ignorance God winked at.
说世人愚昧蒙昧无知的时候神并不
见笑。Paul said, you worshipped him ignorantly, and at one time God overlooked the ignorance of man.
说你当时你就是
concerning himself.
当这些当你原来就是在无知中间摆偶像的时候神并不好像就是不管你。
But he ended up with three words, but no more.
但是这里讲到说不再是这样了现在。
And then I began, as I began to study and look into this, and began to see what he was saying, that they did not understand the mystery of God's work, what he was sending. They didn't understand the plan of God.
就是说这些拜偶像的这些雅典人，他们并不知道神的这个奥秘，也不知道神的工作的这个神的工作的计划。
He recognized they didn't understand.
保罗知道他们的无知。
But he didn't wink at their sin.
但是并不是保罗就说就留下他们的罪就不管了。
So, but now he said.
但是说现在
，you can't be ignorant anymore.
你不可以却再继续这样蒙昧无知下去。
And he went on to say.
然后保罗继续的讲
，but now he commandeth all men everywhere to repent.
如今却吩咐各处的人都要悔改
，not just to receive the Lord.
并不单单是说接受神。
He expects, he said, you must humble your heart.
你必须要在神面前心里谦卑。
Come before me confessing that you are wrong, that you are a sinner. How can he deal with a proud person? No.
你必须到神面前，你要谦卑下来，向神说，你是罪人，你是做错了。你这样一个骄傲的人，你怎么可以在神面前真可以悔改呢？
You see, after Calvary, No one comes to God but through the name of His Son Jesus.
在哥哥他身上之后呢，任何一个人要到神面前来，必须通过主耶稣基督。
You know they'll say, "Well, you Christians, you just this one, you're just hold on to this one thing. You, that's foolishness."
有些人就说，哦，你们基督徒就
We can get to God many different ways.
就见着你们是很愚笨的，我们可以条条都道路通罗马，我们可以通过别的方法来进到神面前。
One time someone asked, well, the UN, he spoke in the UN, Rabbi Zechariah.
有一次那个有一个就是那个撒迦利亚牧师在联合国讲话，有人就问他
，Search for the absolutes. Is there any absolutes?
然后这些人说，难道有绝对的真理吗？有绝对吗
？Anything that is written in iron, if you want to say in stone.
他就说，他说你们有没有什么东西是像那个铁印的时候，又是绝对的
So he tells them.
然后他就这些人就来问他，然后他就回答说
，We have four searches in life, among many others.
他说在人类中间，人一般也寻求的有四样东西。
Man has searched to know evil and how to define it.
然后人在寻求说怎么样来定义什么是邪恶。他们知道那里边有邪恶，有这种恶势力存在，但是怎么定义这个
？They've searched to understand what is justice.
他们也在寻求到底什么是公义。
And they've searched.How do you find love?
然后他们在寻求怎么样找到爱。
And when do we forgive people?
然后什么时候去饶恕。
These are some of the things that man has tried over the ages to understand.
所以这历代以来这些人都在想这个问题，想要怎么找到这些答案。
And Ravi said to them,
萨加利亚牧师就说
All four of these were defined at the cross.
所有这四样你们所寻求的东西，你在十字架上都能找到答案。
At the cross, we saw evil defined.
我们在十字架上，我们看到什么叫邪恶。
And we see the justice of God.
我们看到神的公义。
We saw the man that loved.
我们看到爱。
Even his enemies.
甚至耶稣对他的仇敌显示爱。
We learned that forgiveness is just forgiving.
我们知道神的这个饶恕。
So we see then that he's talking to them about the fact of this Jesus is coming. This Messiah, of course, that had come.
Paul was explaining.
Yes, Paul was telling.
Yeah, 保罗在给他们讲到耶稣，讲到耶稣这位要再来的耶稣。
So he's commanded everyone to repent.
所以呢，神就是吩咐各处的人都要悔改。
Why?
为什么我们要悔改
？Why repent?
为什么呢
？Why?Why not live just the way we always live?
为什么不是我们过去怎么活，我们现在还怎么活呢
？Because Paul looked at them, he said, because he has appointed a day.
为什么这样？因为呢，是神已经定了日子
，in the which we will judge the world in righteousness.
要借着他所设立的人按公义审判天下。
He has appointed a day for each one of us.
神已经为每个人都设定了一个日子。
To stand before him.
就站在他面前。
And find out what we have done.
然后去看我们到底都做了什么。
With Jesus.
我们到底对基耶稣，我们是怎么面对？我们对耶稣做了什么
？To judge us.
我们要站在我们的审判官耶稣面前。
We see now, he says.
然后保罗继续讲。
Here's my proof.
这是我的证据。
By that man who is the Messiah,
因为那个弥赛亚
whom he hath ordained from the beginning of the earth,
在神创立世界之前就定了这个弥赛亚
where he hath given assurance unto all men that this was him.
然后他给人凭据说这就是他
This wasn't someone that was just coming and saying.
这个就是给耶稣给这个四弥赛亚的凭据，不是他说就这样说说而已。
In that he has risen from the dead.
这个凭据呢，就是说从死里复活。
The proof of God's love, the proof of what God has, he showed us in the resurrection of Jesus.
神所有的这个凭据，说耶稣是弥赛亚，就是在这个死里复活来证明的。
Now this hit them like a ton of bricks.
这样的。对这个来听讲的这个雅典人来讲，简直就是像一吨的石头砸到
他们头上。He said, when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some of them mocked. Others said, we'll hear you another time.
众人听见从死里复活的话，就开始讥笑他了。
But there were certain men
我们再听你讲这个吧。
That cleaved to Paul, that believed.
但是呢，有几个人贴近保罗，信了他，信了主。
You see, this is what we have to understand.
这个我们要明白的是
，that the cross.Brings a reaction to us.
这个十字架对每个人都有一个，每个人对十字架的反应都会有反应。
That this principles of Christianity brings reaction.
这个基督徒，我们这信仰会对人有一个人会对这个有反应。
But it also includes a choice.
然后呢，这个里边呢也会包括一种选择。
A yay, a nay, or an abstention.You say, what do you mean, Sister Schwartz?
第一个就是说是就是这个不在意。
It means you say yes to Jesus.
然后说一种反应就是说是的主。
Or no to Jesus.
你或者说是或者说不 no 就说不要。
Or you abstain and say I'll wait until another time.
或者有些人会说哦我等等。
I'll think this over.
或者说我想想吧。就像有些人讲的说我们以后再听你讲这个吧。
So actually, it brings us to the place there must be a choice for.
所以把我们带到一个地步，你必须要做一个选择。
I had a family in my church. They had an accident. The father and mother were killed.
我在家里，我曾经有一个家庭，这个家里边出了车祸，爸爸妈妈当场都死了。
They had two young boys. It was about, I think one of them was probably 19 and the other 20.
然后呢，他们车上
12 or 14 months apart.
这两个有车上还有两个孩男孩，他们的儿子，一个二十岁，一个十九岁。
Accident. It was a tremendous, tragedy.
这是一个很大的悲剧，因为这个车祸呢，父母当场都死了。
I worked with both of them. I love them. Actually, they were the one particularly. It's been like an adopted son.
其中这两个孩子中间有一个儿子呢，是收养的。然后在这个车祸之后呢，我就一直跟他们帮助他们，一直在辅导他们。
But both of them had to make a choice.
但是这两个男孩子都要面对一个选择。
One said yes to God.
有一个对神说是的神。
The other said another time.
另外一个说等我以后再想吧。
No,
我现在不要去想是关于神的事情。
I have watched their lives over the last 20 some years.
我在过去二十几年看到他们的生活，看到他们的不同。
I've seen the boy that said yes to Jesus.
我看到有这个孩子对神说是的这样。就是对耶稣说是的那个孩子，他有一个很好的家庭
，ended up making a good living for them。
然后他就是生活过得也很好。
Actually, he's on several boards. He has a great, what shall I say, outreach.
他在很多董事会里边，然后他也对周围的人影响也很大。
But the other boy，
但另外一个男孩子。
He's had several wives.
他有好多不同的好多妻子，好多女人。
Several children.
他有好多从不同的妻子来的孩子。
And then, as we said, where we lived, they had out. He had his outside child.
然后他就有些不好多不同的私生子。
He's never really been able to make it.
他从来也没有真正是做了这个，就是做决定。
He parties. He drinks with his uncle. He his life.
他喝酒，他参加就是。
Altogether, what shall I say?His life is miserable.
他过得很惨。
You see, we can make our choices.
我们可以做决定。
Maybe your life won't become like the one boy.
也许你的生活不会像这个男孩子这么惨。
But your life will be empty, and you're always trying to fill it with some kind of idol.
但是你的生活会是空虚的，你总要用你的生活用不同的偶像来充满。
So you know what we need to do in this day and age we're living in.
在我们现在所生活的时代，我们所要做的是什么呢
？When they're saying Jesus is coming,
当我们听到说主耶稣要再来了
，and the war officials are saying the nuclear warheads,
或者有人说核战争已经很靠近了
，we need to make our choice.
我们要真的是做决定
，whether we'll serve the Lord or not.
或者我们服侍神
，shall we bow our heads?
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we are grateful.
我们天父，我们真的是感谢你。
Grateful that you're easily accessible.
感谢你，我们真的是很容易就靠近你。
That if we search for you,
如果我们寻找你
，we will find you.
我们会找到你。
That this is a day of salvation.
这就是拯救的日子。
We don't know how long it's going to last.
我们不知道这样拯救的时间日子还有多久。
But Holy Spirit, we.
但是圣灵，我们真的是求你。
To speak to each heart.
真的是对每个人的心说话。
That they'll be sure that they know you.
让他们的心里确定他们跟你是有关系的。他们是谦卑他们的心。
That they've been forgiven.
他们知道他们真的是被饶，他们的罪被赦免。
Father, we pray.
父啊，我们真的是祈求你。
As their heads are bowed.
当他们的头，他们低头的时候。
I want you to search your heart.
主啊，你真的是啊，践踏他们每个人的心。
You see, God has chosen we that are preachers to be watchmen.
神啊，你拣选我们这些讲道的人，讲到我们这些牧师，也做一个守望者。
And I am a person that doesn't like to hurt anyone.
主啊，你知道我不想去伤害任何人。
So when I preach like this,
当我这样子来讲道的时候
，because something in my heart,
因为在我的心里
pushes me this,
因为我的心里真的是有感动。
I want to see every one of you in heaven.
我真的是想要看到你们每个人都在天堂。
I want you to make it.
我真的想要你最后真的是能够平安到达天堂。
I want you to enjoy what God has prepared for us.
我真的是希望你们能够享受神所预备的。
He said, "I'll prepare a place for you."
主耶稣，你说你在天上。
Where I am, you may be also.
你去为我们预备地方，让你在哪里，我们也在哪里。
I trust that you will take this seriously.
我相信你会真的是把这句话真的是严肃的听进去。
And begin to seek God.
然后开始来寻求神。
Begin to see if it's real.
来看神是不是真实的。
Begin to see if he'll speak to your heart.
看神是不是真的在对你的心说话。
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, my dear.